Every small town has its share of drama. But according to author Heather Lendy, Haines may have more than its share right now. She offers her thoughts on the subject in this commentary about dealing with controversy in a small community.
When I heard that Oklahoma would be staged here on October 5th and 6th, I thought no one will rehearse during the busy final weeks of summer. Big plays are for midwinter. I was wrong. Lots of talented people put on one of the best shows ever. I'm still humming "The Cowboy and the Farmer Should Be Friends." I do worry that the social climate change is not as positive when it comes to community controversy. The first wet flurries have barely landed, yet already February cabin fever type conflicts have begun. A potential mine on Mud Bay Road, new heli-ski rules, the property rights flap at Viking Cove, and the school's decision to nix an assembly by Amy Gulick based on her book of photography and essays, Salmon in the Trees. The school board president thought the author's lessons on links between area fish and forests were too controversial for our students to learn. I was so embarrassed that I invited Amy over for dinner with a mix of lifelong, long-time, and new residents with ties to fishing, timber, art, the media, and local government. A school teacher came too. Over salmon and potatoes, we tried to explain the inconsistencies about this beautiful place and its equally impressive people, a community that I'm afraid I love too much sometimes. There was lots of laughter and spirited debate over the present and past controversies. Remember the hubbub about Playboy on sale at the grocery store, picketers at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and the not-so-funny outcry over teaching tolerance of gays and lesbians at the high school. One of my devout Catholic friends calls Haines spiritual boot camp. God tests us daily to love our neighbors and forgive those who trespass against us, she says, and thinks it might be caused by something in the water. Our dinner party didn't, but we did consider that it could be the ground we stand on. A huge iron deposit ensures compasses don't point true north, and that Haines has more gravity than almost any place on the planet. No wonder we get stuck in our ways. Add to that glacial rebound, ever-shifting rivers, extreme tides, landslides, and earthquake faults, and it's clear that our town is built on a dramatic and shifting foundation that sometimes our psyche reflects. It's such a goofy theory that it makes sense. Although I'm sure several of my guests would disagree, which is exactly how it should be. I hope this season's early controversies don't last as long as last winter's snow. But if they do, my antidote will be to practice dinner table diplomacy. At the very least, by spring, the cowboys and the farmers will have shared a few good meals.